I don't know whether it was Lowndes or Berrien County then, but it must have been Lowndes, and then they were born in 1855 and 58.
I see.
So I don't know, don't remember about that. Mm-hmm.
And did they go to school, do you know?
They went to the school. They just like me, only the schools were, they were really not as good when they went to school as they were when I went.
Mm-hmm.
They just went to little country schools, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just learned to read and write and work arithmetic.
And they had to go to work, huh?
Yeah.
And what was your father, what did he do? Was he a farmer?
Yes, he was a farmer all his life.
Well,
he did do some carpenter work too, some, but he was a farmer.
Mm-hmm. And
my mother was just a housewife, stayed home, made a home for the family.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember your grandparents?
Yes, I remember my grandparents. On my mother's side. Now, my father's father died in 1881, I believe it was. Of course, I was born in 83.
Mm-hmm.
But, and he lived about 4 miles above here, too.
He did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother was, I knew her, you know. She lived to be 87 years old, and she was a Lindsay before she married the...
Do
you want to know anything about this
relation? Yes, I do.
Well, anyway, then my grandfather, my mother was a McDermid.
Mm-hmm.
And her people originated from Scotland.
Directly from Scotland, your mother and father?
My mother's father's parents.
I came
from Scotland, you know.
Uh-huh.
McDermid, you see, that's the Scottish name, don't you? And they both, now my grandmother McDermid was an alderman before she married, and they both lived to be 93 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And
they raised a family of children, and they all lived to be aged. Aged, you know, one of them lived to be 95.
Well, that's very good in those days.
I mean, well, she just died 13 years ago. I took care of her and for a long, long time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just interesting.
So then, is there anything else you want to know about this?
Mostly Scotch ancestry.
Do I?
So mostly Scotch ancestry.
Yeah, on the McDermid side of the house.
Lovett side?
Now, the Lovett, they were just, they were raised here in this country, you know. And know what kind of blood theirs was.
All right. And I think what we'll do first is some questions on the way that we show a difference in time. Some people think this is a hard section.
Yeah.
But it's hard only if you worry about what's being correct. I'm not interested in what's right. I'm interested in what people really say. You know? For example, some people say that right now I see you, and yesterday I saw you. And if I lived here in town, I have seen you many times.
Yeah.
You see, the word see changes like that.
I see.
And we could say, we go to church every Sunday. We went to church last Sunday, and we have gone to church many times.
Yeah.
So, let's try to use the word sing like that.
Word what?
The word sing.
Mm-hmm.
You might say... last Sunday, she what? She sang or sung that song?
Sung. What is it? I don't know.
Well,
last Sunday?
Last Sunday, she what?
Last Sunday.
She what in church?